Here's a thought I'm titling, You Can't Go Back. Because, of course, you can't go back. You can't go back in time. Sometimes if we photograph someplace and we would like to photograph it again, when we go back, it's changed. An old barn has collapsed and fallen down. Or in my case, I went back to photograph some of the graffiti at Fort Worden that I hadn't quite completed on a trip. I went back, and by the time I got back there, they had completely painted over all the stuff that I wanted to photograph. So you can't go back. On the other hand, you should go back, because sometimes, even when you do go back and it hasn't changed, there's something to be accomplished there too, which is the forcing yourself, the challenge, the pushing yourself to photograph something in a new way. If you go back to a place you photographed before and it hasn't changed, the problem is, the first time you were there, you probably photographed all the easy ones, all the obvious ones, all the ones that came to you naturally and reflexively. Now that you've gone back, you can either re-photograph all those things, which is kind of boring, or push yourself to see it in new ways, to find new things to photograph. And even if there have been some changes, that might give you a reason to go back and photograph again. I'm an advocate of going back and re-photographing the same places, because even if it has changed or not, you definitely have, and you will probably bring something new to that specific place to photograph that might be very interesting. You will have, at the very least, learned something from your first experience, which you can employ in the second experience. So even though you can't go back, there's every reason to go back. So go back.